And welcome to Chinese Pod, coming to you from Shanghai. I'm John.
大家好，我是 Jenny.
Jenny, it's an intermediate lesson today, and we take you to a special location.
Oh, 非常漂亮的罗马，罗马。
Ah, okay, so that's Rome.
对。
What are the tones there?
罗第二声，马第三声。
Okay, second and third.
对。
All right, so what are we talking about here in Rome?
罗马是一个非常古老的城市，对吗？
嗯哼。
但是呢，也很现代。我们现在就去听一下吧。
Okay, so we're looking out for a mix of the old and the new.
对。
And sort of a lifestyle in here.
哦，对，他们的生活。
All right, let's listen.
Hey, hey, 醒醒，斗兽场到了。
啊，在哪儿？
就在对面。
哦，我还以为在很远的地方呢，没想到就在市区。
所以说，罗马像个露天博物馆。
可是，新楼就在老楼的旁边，这还挺有意思的。
我们先去喝杯咖啡吧。
好。
罗马人真悠闲，每天坐在这里喝喝咖啡，聊聊天。
是啊，真会生活。
怪不得好多中国人都到这儿来了。
不过他们大多数都是来做生意的。
对哦，条条大路通罗马，在这儿肯定能发财。
哦，我很喜欢最后一句话哦，条条大路通罗马。
Yeah, you can probably guess what that means.
对。
If not, we'll reveal it at the very end. So, right in the first line, we ran into this kind of a difficult word. It's not something I hear in my everyday life. What is it?
斗兽场，斗兽场。
Okay, so 斗兽, that's two fourth tones.
对。
场, third tone.
广场的场。
Okay.Let's try to understand this word by breaking it into individual characters.
哎，很有意思啊。
So, 斗。
对。
斗 is like fight, right?
对，比如说斗牛。
Bullfighting.
对，然后还有斗鸡。
So, cockfighting.
对，那么斗就是 fight 的意思。
Okay, and then what's the second character?
兽，兽。
So this is like a beast.
对，就是很凶猛的动物。
Okay, some kind of wild animal.
嗯。
So fight beast,
场,
场, some kind of arena or open space.
那这是哪儿呢？斗兽场。
So that's the Colosseum.
啊，你一定已经猜到了啊。斗兽场，所以中文就直接告诉你它是干嘛的。
Okay, so our two tourists, they arrive at the Colosseum and the one guy is a little bit surprised, right?
他说我还以为在很远的地方呢，没想到就在市区。
Okay, so we have this 还以为
,
So 以为 is when you thought something,
但是是错误的。
Yeah, but it turns out you were wrong. So what happens when we add this 还?
就是强调原先你的想法是错的。
Okay, so it emphasizes that you were wrong. So and here I thought,
对
okay, but you were wrong. So what did he think?
还以为在很远的地方。
So he thought it was like outside the city, kind of likeThe Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an.
对。
They're way outside the city. Okay, but this is Rome.
是。
So he never imagined, right?
对。没想到就在市区。没想到就在市区。
So I never imagined, 没想到。
嗯。
就在市区。
也是强调啊，就是啊，他就那么近。
Right, he could say, 没想到在市区。
嗯。
Like, I never imagined it's in the city.
对，但是没有那么 dramatic.
Right, so 就在, it's right in the city downtown area, right?
对,市区。
Okay, so what other observations did they make about the city in Rome?
他们说罗马像一个露天博物馆,像一个露天博物馆。
Okay, so I know that 博物馆 means a museum.
对。
So what kind of museum is it?
露天,露天,很舒服的,就是在天空底下。
Okay, so 露 means like exposed, right?
对。
exposed to the sky.
是啊。
So it's like open air, outdoor.、嗯、
对，就是 outdoor 的意思。
Can we use this word for outdoor in other contexts?
可以，比如说露天座位 outdoor seats.
Ah, what about like a concert?
露天音乐会。
Okay, so very useful.
嗯，对的，露天博物馆，这就是罗马。
The city of Rome.
对，而且呢，这个罗马有很多新楼，也有很多老楼，而且新楼就在老楼的旁边。
Okay, so low, second tone. This is a word for a building.
对。
Okay, so we've got two kinds. It's like a juxtaposition.
哎，对，有新楼，还有老楼。
All right, that's part of the charm. And what did she say about it?
哎，还挺有意思的，挺有意思的。
So this is a really typical comment for something that's interesting. And we use this 挺 followed by the adjective, followed by the 的。
对。
Like 挺好的。
是的。还有挺好玩的，挺好吃的。
Okay, so it's all that pattern.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test.That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
So faced with this Colosseum in front of them, what do they decide to do?
嗯，他们想去喝杯咖啡，喝杯咖啡。
Wow, they're really inspired by the culture, huh?
对啊，意大利的 espresso 很好喝。
Okay, so they want to drink coffee, right?
嗯。
We have an extra little word there. What did they say?
喝杯咖啡，一杯咖啡。
So 杯 that's a measure word meaning a cup of coffee.
对。
But can we just say like 喝咖啡？
啊，也可以。
Okay, so why add the 杯？
比较好听。
Kind of like for rhythm, right?
对。
喝杯咖啡。
节奏比较好啊。
Yeah, just like we don't say I want coffee.
嗯。
As often as we say I want a cup of coffee.
没错。
All right.
哎呀，这个生活啊，真的是很悠闲哦。罗马人就是喝喝咖啡，聊聊天。
So it's very relaxed.
嗯。
Like a slow pace.
对。
We call this what?
悠闲。悠闲。
Okay, so that's first tone, second tone.
对。
So it just means relaxed?
对，很舒服。
Like leisurely?
啊，很慢的生活。没有什么担心的事情，就是很悠闲的。
And this appeals to Chinese people, right?
对，因为在中国，特别像上海，节奏非常快。
But let me tell you, Hangzhou is very 悠闲。
对，我也觉得，而且这样的人是真会生活，非常会生活。
Yeah, we know 生活 means life, right?
对。
But it also means to live.
嗯。
So 真会生活 that means they really know how to live.
啊，生活的 quality 质量很高。
Yeah, so they have a really good life. And
对。
This word 会 you learned it a long time ago, meaning to know how to do something.
比如会说中文，对吗？
Yeah, 会用筷子 something really simple. But it's also like philosophically, they know how to live their lives.
The art of living.
They've got it figured out.
没错。哎呀，那么罗马啊，那么悠闲，那的人很会生活，怪不得好多中国人都到这儿来了。怪不得好多中国人都到这儿来了。
All right, so 怪不得 is a fixed expression. And it just means no wonder.
对，那 no wonder 什么东西呢？就是现在在意大利，在罗马有很多中国人。
Okay, so the Chinese people come to Rome, for the great lifestyle, and they end up doing what?
大多数都是来做生意的，大多数都是来做生意的。
Sounds like they forgot about the reason they came. But anyway, so we say the majority, right?
嗯，大多数。
Most of them.
对，大多数。
Okay, and then after that, we also have the 都。Do we have to have that?
是的，我们都会这样说，大多数都是。
So to us, it seems a little strange. The majority all came to do business,but in Chinese, it's normal.
对。
When you say everybody or the majority, you have to add this 都。
比如说，大家都去，对吗？
Yeah, it seems repetitive to us, but in Chinese, it's...
也是有那个 rhythm.
It's the pattern.
嗯，一个 pattern, 没错。
So when you're talking about the 大多数, you're probably going to say 都。Do something.
那这些中国人呢，大多数都是来做生意的。
Yes, so we have this
是的
pattern.
嗯。
So what are they here to do?
做生意。
Yeah, we're kind of emphasizing this, so we sandwich it with the 是的。
对。
Okay, and then the last line of the dialogue, we have this very famous saying.
对。
You probably figured it out. If not, we'll give you one more chance to listen to the dialogue.
哎哎，醒醒，斗兽场到了。
啊，在哪儿？
就在对面。
哦，我还以为在很远的地方呢，没想到就在市区。
所以说，罗马像个露天博物馆。
可是，新楼就在老楼的旁边，这还挺有意思的。
嗯，我们先去喝杯咖啡吧。
好。
罗马人真悠闲，每天坐在这里喝喝咖啡，聊聊天。
是啊，真会生活。
怪不得好多中国人都到这儿来了。
不过他们大多数都是来做生意的。
对哦，条条大路通罗马，在这儿肯定能发财。
诶，那这一句话是什么呢？All roads lead to Rome.
Okay, let's hear it in Chinese one more time.
条条大路通罗马。条条大路通罗马。这个 rhythm 也非常好。
Yeah, actually, this is the kind of thing you just have to memorize.
对。
But actually, it sort of does fit English, almost word for word.
没错。
Like, let's break it down real quick. All.
条条。
Roads.
大路。
Lead to.
通。
Rome.
罗马。
All right, so you can understand it that way, but you're going to have to memorize that as a phrase if you want to use it.
对，而且这里有一个量词，条，一条大路，一条马路。
And then when you duplicate it, 条条, it means all of them.
对，所有的大路都通向罗马。
All right, so if you have any experiences in Rome and you want to know how to say things in Chinese, we could have done tons of place names, but those are kind of hard and they're not very high frequency.
对。
So we didn't have a lot of them in the dialogue. Things like 斗兽场。
是。
If you want more of those, let us know what you want and come to the website at ChinesePod.com.
没错。
We'll help you out.
好，我们今天的罗马课程就到这儿，下次再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
1010.
So just go to www.ChinesePod.com/1010 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.ChinesePod.com/1010.